BJ Rains here for BlueTurfSports.com. Another edition of the Bronco Report brought to you by the Idaho Press Tribune. And on this episode, we'll hear from Matt Miller, Grant Hedrick, Blake Reno, and Dan Goodale, the four players that had signed free agent contracts for the Boise State football team following the draft. Matt Miller gets a free agent deal with the Denver Broncos. Blake Reno gets a free agent deal with the Minnesota Vikings. And then two tryout deals. Quarterback Grant Hedrick gets a minicamp tryout next weekend with the Denver Broncos. And Dan Goodale, the kicker, gets a free agent minicamp tryout with the Baltimore Ravens next weekend. We'll get to that in a second. But first, Jay Ajayi was slipping in the draft some, the record-setting running back. I think everybody was stunned to still see him available on day three of the draft. Had to wait till the fifth round, but finally saw his name come off the board. Number 149 overall, Jay Ajayi goes in the fifth round to the Miami Dolphins. And all things considered, not a terrible spot for Jay. Gets to go down to the beaches of Miami and gets to go to a team where he has a chance to play right away. Lamar Miller, the leading rusher, had over 1,000 yards last year for the Dolphins, but the number two rusher was the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. So obviously, Jay Ajayi, talking to the media today down there in Miami, has that chip on his shoulder as expected, but he's going to get a chance to go down there and play right away. And good for Jay and good for Boise State football. Another player drafted. I believe that's the 15th player drafted by Boise State since 2010. That's an impressive number in the last six NFL drafts. And certainly Jay will get down there and sign his deal and start proving some teams wrong. Those knee concerns must have been a big deal. Some teams apparently took him all the way off their boards because of knee issues. Mike Mayock of the NFL Network talking about the knee apparently being bone on bone. And certainly just disappointing to see Jay drop that far in the draft. But like I said, lands in a good situation with the Miami Dolphins. And good luck to Jay. And you know, enjoyed covering him the last couple of years. And I'm sure if he can stay healthy, he'll prove some people wrong down there in Miami. But you know, in the moments after the draft, that's where most of Boise State fans' attentions were turned, because that's when most of the possibility of the guys from the Boise State roster last year would sign their free agent deals. And you know, hundreds of players sign within the first hour of that draft ending. It's boom, 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 guys signing. And about 15 minutes after the draft ended, got our first Boise State player to sign a deal. It was Matt Miller, the record-setting wide receiver. As everybody knows, had that ankle injury that forced him to miss about half the season. And before he went down, had already set single-season and career records for catches and was only 14 yards from setting the receiving yards record. And he probably actually for sure would have been drafted if he didn't get hurt, but was forced to go the undrafted free agent route. Signed a deal with the Denver Broncos. Think about that. Matt Miller could be catching passes from Peyton Manning at some point down the road. And shortly after the draft, I had a chance to catch up with Matt Miller to talk about signing with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, it really has to set in that, you know, that I'm on NFL roster right now, but I'm super excited for this opportunity. I couldn't be more thankful for the Bronco organization to even give me this opportunity. And so I'm excited to get down there next week and start getting to work. Really, my whole mindset is I'm just going to go in there and put my head down and work as hard as I can and do whatever it takes to make the team. Yeah, that's all a guy can ask for, is an opportunity. I'm just really glad that I got one here with the Broncos.
And the cool thing for Matt Miller, how about this? Grant Hedrick, Boise State's quarterback, his best friend, one of his roommates, also signing a deal with the Denver Broncos. So those two guys could be hooking up at the minicamp next weekend, just like they did on the blue at Boise State. Hedrick's deal is a minicamp tryout. It only guarantees him the 3 days of the minicamp. Then the Broncos coaches will decide if they want to keep him around for the rest of the summer. The deal with Miller is a regular free agent deal, so he sticks around for the whole summer and then will try to earn a spot in training camp. But really cool. Both those guys will have a chance to team up again. And Matt Paradis, the center, Ryan Clady, the tackle, some other Boise State guys also on the roster. So pretty cool next weekend, with at least for Hedrick and Miller to be together. And had a chance to catch up with Grant Hedrick, the quarterback, and ask him what it'll be like to have Matt Miller there next weekend.
It's awesome. I know he called me. It's just really cool. I mean, it couldn't work out any better there. It'd be nice having someone that I know and someone I've been, you know, throwing passes to for a long time. And I know we're both pretty excited that we'll both be in Denver.
a little more on Hedrick, Boise State's quarterback. Obviously played very well down the stretch last year, leading Boise State to a 9-0 finish and wins in the Mountain West Championship game and the Fiesta Bowl. Had some haters wanting him benched earlier in the season, but man, did Hedrick play well down the stretch. Only 10 interceptions in Boise State's last 9 games, and just an incredible finish for him. And he was hopeful he'd get to a spot with a team and get a chance to prove himself, and he's found that with the Denver Broncos.
I was excited. I just to get an opportunity. I mean, that's so cool. I'm just really grateful to have that opportunity. I'm glad that Denver saw something in me to, you know, at least do this. So just try to go make the most out of this opportunity I have. Yeah, that's all I wanted, just a shot, and I got that. So now I'm just trying to go make the most of it, and hopefully, you know, something more will come after. Yeah, hopefully, you know, I can do something that the coaches will like, and hopefully, you know, I'll be able to stick around. And if not, I know just being there and getting that exposure could open some doors other places too. But, you know, I'm just excited about being in Denver and hopefully just make the most of it and stick around a little longer.
Speaking of sticking around a little bit longer, another player who'd like to do the same thing is former Boise State linebacker Blake Reno. The linebacker, no more, the fullback, Blake Reno, signing with the Minnesota Vikings after the encouragement of Andy Avalos, the Boise State linebackers coach, to start marketing himself to teams as a fullback because some other players have done that at Boise State and made that transition from linebacker to fullback and had success. So Reno gave it a shot, did some fullback drills, and he ended up getting signed as a fullback by the Minnesota Vikings. Had a chance to catch up with Blake to talk about signing with the Vikings a short time after the deal was completed on Saturday night.
Well, I got a call Tuesday. The Minnesota Vikings running back coach, Kirby Wilson, called me. I was just saying, you know, good luck in the draft, but if you don't get drafted, you know, get back to work with you. And I was all for it. And just got a call probably like an hour and a half ago from him saying, you're going to sign me as an undrafted free agent and leave Thursday for the rookie minicamp. I didn't really know how it works. I didn't know if him saying, you know, if it works meant for sure or not. So I'm a little nervous. Especially if they were to draft a fullback or something like that, I'd be kind of screwed. But, it was fun to get the call. And, you know, I was just kind of waiting around all day. So I didn't know when they would call. And luckily I got it. Totally out of the blue. I wasn't expecting that at all. I looked at my phone. I'm like, he's from Minnesota, I bet I know. A little surreal. I mean, it's still weird to know I'm going to be in Minnesota next week. It's crazy how fast it works. I wasn't getting any looks or anything like that. I didn't think I was for the longest time, and then 2 days before the draft, I get a phone call. So, I mean, it's pretty awesome.
As for playing fullback, Reno says he's excited for the opportunity.
I think I can get the rookie blocking fullback. I think I got what it takes, aside from speed and all that, to run down and hit someone. I've been working on it a lot, mainly passing. I got in the backfield with the whole time for pro day and stuff. I was working with Ben Hendricks, he's throwing passes and stuff, and working on things like that. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a little new to me. I haven't played offense since I was in high school, but, you know, I'm up for the challenge.
The fourth player from Boise State's Fiesta Bowl winning team getting a chance to sign a deal with the team on Saturday night was kicker Dan Goodale. Goodale led the nation in kickoffs in 2014, only missed 7 field goals his final 2 seasons at Boise State. And Goodale said there was a chance that he may not sign a deal. He was getting a little bit nervous as the night went on, but the Baltimore Ravens came calling and invited him to a mini camp tryout next weekend, where he will try to either impress the Ravens enough to keep him along for the rest of the summer, or maybe another team will pick him up after that. Got a chance to catch up with Dan Goodale on signing with a mini-camp tryout with the Baltimore Ravens.
You know, it's just it's a good opportunity to, you know, at least get a tryout. You know, for a while there, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get anything, so to at least get something out of it, it's a good start. And I know it's an uphill climb to get where I want to go, but at least it's something. Hey, just go out there and hope to kick well, and if I don't end up staying there, you know, hopefully land somewhere else, or if I do well there, trying to sign as a full free agent there and, you know, get in the camp and do what I can there. A
couple others still hoping to sign deals: Bo Martin, Cleishon Page, Brian Douglas. as of record time for this podcast on Sunday. None of those guys had signed with a team, but good luck to those guys as well. Hope they can catch on somewhere, but certainly all eyes will be on the mini camps next weekend of the Baltimore Ravens and the Denver Broncos as we look to see if Grant Hedrick and Dan Goodell can latch on for the rest of the summer, and certainly we'll have our eyes on Matt Miller and Blake Reno to see what they do as well. And Jay Ajayi with the knee concerns is, how's the knee? I think this is going to be a very fascinating rookie season to watch for Jay Ajayi. Can he stay healthy? Can he prove people wrong? And can he get out there and have success on a knee that some people think could be an issue for him for a long time? So we'll wait and see there with Ajayi, but good luck to him, and can't wait to see him on the field and see how he does as well. But good day, good weekend for Boise State football. Five guys getting a chance to continue their NFL careers. Stay tuned to blueturfsports.com for more. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/blueturfsports, and on Twitter @blueturfsports. Check the site out all summer long as we get you ready for the big season opener. Boise State and Washington, the return of former coach Chris Peterson, should be an exciting one getting ready for next season. Fall camp starts early August. It'll be here before you know it. But again, congrats to the five players getting to continue their careers at the NFL level, at least for the time being, for the Boise State football team. I'm BJ Raines. Appreciate listening to this podcast. Have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk to you later.